This is an RNIB talking book.
The Commodore by Patrick O'Brien.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
For Mary, with love. The Commodore. Chapter 1. Thick weather and the chops of the channel, and a dirty night, with a strong northeast wind bringing rain from the low sky and racing cloud. Ushant somewhere away on the starboard bow, the sillies to larboard, but never a light, never a star to be seen, and no observation for the last 4 days. The two homeward-bound ships, Jack Aubrey's Surprise, an elderly 28-gun frigate sold out of the service some years ago, but now, as His Majesty's hired vessel Surprise, completing a long, confidential mission for the government, and HMS Berenice, Captain Heneage Dundas, an even older but somewhat less worn 64-gun two-decker, together with her tender, the Ringle, an American schooner of the kind known as a Baltimore Clipper, had been sailing in company ever since they met, north and east of Cape Horn. About 100 degrees of latitude, or 6,000 sea miles away in a straight line, if straight lines had any meaning at all, in a voyage governed entirely by the wind, the first coming from Peru and the coast of Chile, the second from New South Wales.